NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
How are you, Brad?
I'm doing good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, we're talking about something that's on everybody's mind these days, and that's data security. I think you can't swing a cat these days without somebody talking about it, or cybersecurity, whatever you want to call it. But gosh, it's everywhere now. It's kind of our new normal, it seems like. And so you guys were on Capitol Hill a couple of weeks ago testifying about data security. Can you give us a quick synopsis on what happened there and where we're going to go from there?
Yeah, that 2 weeks ago, we testified before the House Financial Institutions Subcommittee. Deborah Schwartz from Mission Federal Credit Union in San Diego.
Right here.
Was our witness right out there in your neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. Was our witness before the House Financial Institutions Subcommittee. And it was a broad hearing on the issue of data security and what Congress should do in the future. We were the only credit union, the only financial institution representative on the panel.
Really?
We had other representatives from the financial services industry covering different aspects of financial services, but really trying to lay a baseline for what we think will be, you know, potential legislation to be introduced in upcoming weeks or next few months to really try to create a national data security standard. Legislation similar to what we saw introduced and actually work its way through the Financial Services Committee in the last Congress.
What would a national data security standard, what would that look like? I mean, it sounds really cool and it sounds wonderful, especially as we're still kind of reeling in the wake of the Equifax breach and God knows how many more have happened since then. But, you know, what would a data security standard look like?
Well, what we've been advocating for is something that looks similar to what's in place for Graham Leach Wiley for financial institutions, in particular for credit unions have put a lot of work into complying with Graham Leach Bliley. It's something that's scalable and flexible, depending on the size and the scope of the business. Mm-hmm. And we think that should apply to kind of everybody who has a role in the payment system, that you have a regulator come in and examine you and be sure that you're having data security standards that are scalable and flexible to the scope of your business.
Right.
It's important to note that, you know, in light of Equifax had standards under the Graham Leach Bliley, but they did not have any regulatory supervision to ensure that they were complying with those standards. And that's one of the problems and something that we think Congress is going to try and step in and fix and give the credit bureaus more regulatory oversight.
Goodness, that seems like a big oversight there. If Equifax isn't regulated with that type of information, oh my goodness. That just seems like an accident waiting to happen, especially in our day and age with cybersecurity and all that type of stuff. So how exactly would it work? I mean, kind of connecting the dots to credit unions, how would it work for them?
Well, you know, our hope is that, you know, from a credit union perspective, it'll be very similar to what they do now in terms of we're not trying to create new burdens or new hurdles on credit unions because they already comply with Graham Leach Bliley and have, you know, nearly 20 years of track record of Graham Leach Bliley being a successful system. You know, I hear a lot from credit unions about regulatory burden and the burden that they face. But credit unions aren't complaining about having to have data security standards. I mean, they recognize it's an important part of their business. They want their members to be able to trust them with their financial information. And credit unions are going to comply. We want to ensure that retailers and other entities who handle financial information have the same standards that are in place for financial institutions such as credit unions. Because, you know, one thing we've learned from all recent data breaches is the criminals and the hackers are going to go to the weakest link in the payment system.
Yep. And I can't remember like what conference I've been to so many conferences this year, but there was one recently where I just kind of asked like credit union CEOs in particular, kind of what keeps them awake at night. And I tell you, 90% of them, or probably it may have been even a higher number of that, but they were all talking about data breaches, cybersecurity. That's what keeps them awake at night. And this is like, gosh, so I'm glad, I'm sure they're glad as well that something is really being done in this area. So how long would something like this take? How long would it take to get something implemented to where there is a standard and that we can all adhere to it? And even probably, we'd probably have to keep raising that standard each year because of the, you know, the hackers are getting more and more sophisticated.
Well, you know, hopefully you were at a NAFQ conference, Mike, but it is something we hear from our members and something that, you know, is a top concern for credit unions. In terms of how long legislation will take, I mean, as anyone who follows Washington knows, the legislative process is a very difficult process, and it can take a long time. The good news is I think you're starting to see a sea change in recent years on Capitol Hill and a recognition that something needs to be done. Doesn't mean it's going to happen soon, but there seems to be more of an appetite. And there's been efforts that NAFCA's participated in with others in the financial services industry, and either other industries that are involved, from telecom to even some in retail, of trying to find common ground to create a national data security standard. And as I mentioned before, that, you know, is based on what's in place for Gramm-Leach-Bliley, and that recognizes credit unions and financial institutions' good work under Gramm-Leach-Bliley, and apply that across the board. And, you know, I think the tide is turning in Congress to want to do something like that. But as I said, as we see in Washington, it's hard. So it's going to take a lot of, you know, one of the things credit unions can do is when you talk to your local legislators, you know, tell them about how you're impacted, how cybersecurity and data security are important issues for your institution, how your members are impacted. Turn to you. You know, they're not calling big retail stores when they announce a breach. They're calling their credit union. They're calling their community financial institution. You know, be sure legislators understand the cost that you pay to help keep your members whole when a data breach occurs. And that's going to help, you know, the tide flowing in our direction to try to create a standard that can apply across the board, not just to financial institutions, but to, you know, anybody who handles sensitive financial data.
Yeah, no doubt. And these are people, like you said, these are people's finances we're talking about. I mean, this is a thread that runs through all of our lives. And, you know, for a lot of folks out there, it's make or break, you know. And so having some sort of standard is such a huge deal. And I think after the Equifax thing, it was kind of like, enough is enough. Let's do something collectively to protect everybody. So it sounds like we're headed in the right direction. And you kind of stole my thunder there, Brad, because I was going to ask you, what can credit unions do in the meantime to, like, you know, keep, you know, make themselves more visible in this, I guess, this cybersecurity fight with the government? And you kind of hit the nail on the head there with keeping contact with your representatives, right?
Yeah, I think keep in contact with your representatives, with your senators, you know, telling the stories on what you do to protect your members, what you're doing at your institution, and also the importance of having a national data security standard in place for others to protect information with the same vigilance and care that credit unions do. You know, let them know about the costs. I mean, data breaches that impact credit union members have a cost to the institution. Those costs take away from other services, from loans that they could make or to other services they could provide their members. So members of Congress need to understand that even though consumers are made whole when a data breach occurs, or oftentimes they're made whole, someone's paying that cost. And too often it's credit unions and financial institutions that pay that price.
Yeah, and then kind of, and then in somewhat indirectly, it affects the economy as well. So, I mean, there's somebody, like you said, somebody gets hurt here. So to wrap up, where do we go from here? Obviously, something has to be done. Where can people find out more information on this to kind of step up their efforts and helping out and kind of expediting this effort as well?
Well, we have a lot of information on our website, data security page. There's ways to contact your member of Congress in that regard. And we're always looking for information from credit unions in terms of how data breaches have impacted you. I mean, whether the Equifax breach or any national retail breaches or even local retail breaches. We know we see a lot of them that make the national news and get talked about. But we realize that, you know, a local breach in your town or community can have a devastating impact on a single institution. And it's those important that members of Congress understand it's not just the big retail chains. It can be, you know, the local mom and pop grocery store where everybody shops at. If they get breached, that can be your entire membership base that could be at risk. So we need those information, those stories, because those help us on Capitol Hill.
Those are real life things that really kind of hit home really hard. So very cool, Brad. Anything else to add here? This is a super important topic, so thank you so much. Anything else to add?
No, I think, you know, I appreciate the time to talk with you today. As I said, you know, we're optimistic that we can get some movement on the legislative front in this area in the months ahead. And I ask credit unions to, you know, keep in contact with your legislators and keep in contact with NAFCA.
Indeed. Great points. Great message to end on. Thank you so much, Brad. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work, sir.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome.
NAFCA Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFCU to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFCU Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.